I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Israel to come up with a post-war plan for Gaza and warned of lawlessness, chaos, and a comeback by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
And I think this underscores the imperative of having a plan for the day after. Because in the absence of a plan for the day after, there won't be a day after.
Blinken, speaking at a press conference in Moldova, said while Israel has had real success in destroying the capacity of Hamas to repeat an attack, such as the one that occurred on October 7th, the Israeli government now has to ask whether further gains against Hamas would be durable without a post-war plan. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has withdrawn his country's ambassador to Israel after months of tensions between the two countries over the war in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lula has been a frequent critic of Israel's offensive in Gaza, which he compared to the Holocaust earlier this year. That led Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz to summon the Brazilian ambassador to the National Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem for a public reprimand. The removal of Brazil's ambassador is in response to that humiliating action and the fact that there has been no positive development since then, according to a person at Brazil's Foreign Ministry with knowledge of the situation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After nearly two dozen witnesses, 16 days of testimony, and hours of lawyers closing arguments, it's time for jurors to have their say in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Jury deliberations began on Wednesday in the first criminal trial of a former president. The presumptive Republican nominee has pleaded not guilty.